nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. This evening, we are going to be focusing our discussion on the recent move by the National Bureau of Standards to screen check all the goods entering the country from our neighboring countries. And last week, the National Bureau of Standards returned trucks carrying imported sorghum infested with insects, or what you can call as substandard goods, to South Sudan. They also returned trucks containing fuel back to its origin. And this effort is in terms of preventing substandard goods from entering the major markets in South Sudan and also protecting the citizens of this country. Joining me to discuss this initiative by the National Bureau of Standards is Asjan Paulino, who is the Acting Director General for Technical Operation in the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. Good evening, and thank you so much for coming.
Good evening, and thank you for having me in this evening.
And later on, our lines will be open to you. If you have got any question, you can call us on 091206-7879 or 091206-7929. You can also send us your comment to our SMS number 091-2177-141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us this evening and talk to my guest. Yes, Asjan, tell us more about this initiative at the Nimule border point, where your team have been working tirelessly, and so far we are hearing that some imported goods that were destined to Juba and other parts of the country were told to go back. So what is going on at the border through your men and women?
What is going on in the border is we have introduced a new, it is not a new actually, but it is part of our work, whereby we enhance compliance through the inspection, testing, and then certification. So this compliance to the standard, which lead us to reject some of the substandard goods or non-compliance good to the standard. And when we talk about the standard, I mean the standard which adopted by the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards, be East African standard or international standard or even a national standard which has been formed by the National Bureau of Standards. So normally we inspect and then we cross-check if the goods are like really complying 100% with the standard or not. And if it is not meeting the standard, that means it is not safe. So we normally either we send it back to the country of export or we dump it in some cases.
Okay, and do you have the equipments, the machines that can enable you to detect whether this is complying with your rules, whether this is a substandard goods?
Yeah, we have laboratories here within Juba in High Cinema. We have microbiology lab, we have chemistry lab, we have even laboratories in the border, the two main laboratories, and we have MOUs with other countries whereby we can send even samples to these countries and then we test it to make sure that what we are just saying, it is not meeting the standard, it is correct.
Mm. Yeah. So tell us, are there some latest trucks importing goods to South Sudan that has been sent back?
Yes. Recently, we sent back 11 trucks of fuel back to where it came from because we found that the fuel is adulterated and it cannot be safe for the use when you use it to your vehicle because it will spoil it. And again, normally we used to inspect and then send back some maize, sorghum, and then not just because of live insects, as you stated in the beginning, but sometimes because of aflatoxin and, you know, the consequence of using, like, consuming food with aflatoxin. So it will lead to a cancer, liver cancer, and some devastated kind of diseases. So we send also beans back to the countries because
what was wrong with the beans?
Actually, it has some of them. It has like the non-unification when you look at the beans, because if the colors is not like unified, this is a problem of quality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when the labeling of the product itself, it doesn't comply with what written in the standard. For instance, you cannot bring a product to the country and yet the labeling is wrong, because this is a confusing kind of thing, and this is a cheating. We consider it a cheating. And also live insects, and then again aflatoxin as well.
Okay, who pays for the cost of taking back those? Imagine I am a businessman. Mm-hmm. I go to the neighboring country. Mm-hmm. I buy those things. I load them into the truck. Because of my ignorance, I don't know whether this is good or not. At the border, they are told to go back.
So
who pays for the expenses?
Definitely the trader. But normally when we give you the letter of non-compliance, like for instance, this consignment is not supposed to enter to the country, this letter will help you.
So they have to come and
claim
letters
your money.
From you.
You know, definitely. When we send you back, we give you a letter and we tell you what is the reason behind us sending this consignment back to where it came from. We are not just going to say, like, let it go back without any documentation. So this letter will give you, like, the right to claim your money from the manufacturer if you bought your product from the manufacturer or the supplier which you bought your product from.
Okay, and how frequent do you encounter this kind of substandard goods trying to enter South Sudan markets?
Actually, this is our daily kind of activities. So, and we normally get it even every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we don't allow it to enter.
That takes us to the question, how safe are our markets, the goods we buy in the market, the food items, the one being imported from the from neighboring country, how safe are these maize flour, the beans? Do you, to some extent, believe that some of these substandard goods have made their own way to Juba or to other parts of the country through a dubious way?
Yeah, definitely. Smuggling is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's smuggling. But it's still here within Juba. We have like a market surveillance where we can detect. Again, because we have a team where it can go to the market, and then they inspect the market, and then they take samples to make sure that the product in the market, it's safe also. Mm-hmm. So we are not just like depend on the work in the borders. So we do it even within here.
You are the expert in the field. Put this right. There was a time I understand that you are supposed to set up a base where these businessmen go and buy, for example, in Uganda, so that the testing is done from there in order to avoid the losses incurred by these business people. Is that still the plan?
The PVOC, which mean the pre-shipment inspection, is done in the other part of the world. But when we bring food or items or stuff from ESC countries, we normally ask for permit. And this permit should come from the sister bureaus of standard. Like, for instance, if the product is coming from Uganda, we ask for a permit from Uganda Bureau of Standard, and this permit will assure us that the people in the Bureau of Standard, they have inspect and test the product. But still, when we talk about the smuggling, sometimes some of the product came without even any documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is our problem. So compliance is a big problem with our traders.
And it's only Nimule operating right now, or you have other checkpoints?
We have other checkpoints, because when we talk about checkpoints, even here in the airport, we have like an office.
Yeah.
And then we have offices in Nadapal, Kaya. And
They are functioning?
They are functioning, but still we need to operate more, because when you see like a country like South Sudan, where it border with 8 countries, if I'm right.
Yeah, and the borders are so porous.
Exactly. So we need to have even like at the border with Ethiopia, because some products are coming from Ethiopia to Upper Nile without proper inspection. For instance, we have a very long border with Sudan, whereby we need to have even an office or a checkpoint in Awil. Also, we have in Abyei an office, but still we need to have a checkpoint or a border checkpoint in Abyei. So it's still a lot need to be done to have a lot of checkpoint along the South Sudan borders.
The last time we spoke to officials from your office, we were told that you have a plan of opening offices in all the 10 states plus the city administrative areas. How far are we with that?
We opened an office in Torit. That was last year. And we are in the negotiation with the authority, the local authority of Awil. And soon we are going to open an office in Awil. And we are still having this in mind, but we are doing it gradually, whereby we expand even to the production area and have an office there.
And so far, what are some of the activities you are carrying out besides screening goods at the airport here in Nimule, in other parts of the country?
We do certification. We certify, like when we talk about export, for instance. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, our fish export is booming.
Yeah.
So we do certification process to the fish, whereby we do audit and then inspection. We test. We give them a proper certification so that they can go and take our product to other countries.
So has that problem been resolved? The last time we checked, most of the businessmen and women who are doing this fishing business, they were raising a lot of complaints, mm-hmm, that the fish were being impounded across the border. Has that been resolved?
And nowadays, it is not like before. It is better. Like the case is just one by one, mm-hmm, for the people who smuggle even the fish from inside here to the neighboring country. But for the people who comply with the process, they don't have issues nowadays, because in the past they don't add value to their products. They just take their products naked as it is without proper packaging. So all this like lead to some of the countries say that our fish are immature, and then this immaturity, they meant the process is not complete, whereby they lack some documentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you work in partnership with other agencies from the government, because you don't work alone at the border?
We don't work alone in the border, at the border, and even we don't work alone when we develop the standard itself. Mm-hmm. So we work with other stakeholders. Like in the border, we work with custom, we work with economic security, we work with other technical agencies. Like when we talk about Ministry of Agriculture, they're supposed to have the phytosanitary office in the border. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we say we detect this and it has some insects, this is the work of Minister of Agriculture, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the one who's supposed to determine the insects, and then tell us that, look, Bureau of Standard, this consignment cannot enter because it has some live insects. But because they don't have facilities at the moment. And we work even with animal health and then Minister of Livestock, because also they're supposed to have the sanitary offices in the border and then all the checkpoint. We work in harmony with other stakeholders like the CID even. And the national security, as I told you, is our eyes, because sometimes the enforcement needs some powerful agencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, talking about the enforcement of this, some standard you have introduced here in the markets, for example, here in Juba, mm-hmm, and other major markets across the country, there is this complaint always from customers that this weighing scale sometimes is being either loosened or tightened. So has that come to your office, and what is being done to address, more especially people who buy in kilos?
Yeah, actually, the Department of Weight and Measures, they have like frequent inspection to the market, mm-hmm, and even they do calibration to the scales to make sure that the kg, 1 kg is 1 kg. So if it happened, that means there is some kind of activities which has been done by some of the traders or some of the shop owners, whereby they can put some of the, I don't know, like, put some of the substance down,
yeah,
there, so they add weight.
Yeah.
And indeed, the weight is not as it is. And again, when we talk about even the flour, for instance, which are coming from outside the country, when they said, okay, this sack is 25 kg, it's supposed,
yeah,
to be 25 kg.
Sometimes it's less.
Sometimes it is less. And this is, we call it rich, or we call it like, I don't know, they deceive people.
Yeah.
So normally, we inspect the market, we do a calibration, we even implement what is called SI, which is the international system of unit, the metric system.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are part of this, part of the international system. But still we have some challenges whereby in some of the state, they are still like selling with kubaya.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling with a different kind of measures. That's, this one will lead us to the necessity of having offices in this state and this town whereby we can implement these weight and measures in a proper way so that we unify all the weight and measures in South Sudan.
Because in some places, if it is this cup, somebody will cut a carton, place it down, and claim it's a full cup. Now, back to the issue of Nimule and you sending back about 11 trucks of fuel that were supposed to be destined to Juba and other parts of the country. We used to understand and we were told that sometimes back you are facing a lot of challenges at the border from some powerful people in the system. Somebody may come and say, these things must go, despite the fact that you are telling them that this is not good for the consumption of our citizens, but you still you'll face a lot of challenges. Has that been resolved?
Nowadays, at least, because you cannot tell me to enter some goods and yet without a documentation. So if you are powerful and you want me to enter, for instance, the fuel, you just write.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this written documentation, I will just take it to my bosses and then I will see. But in South Sudan, no one can write and no one can force you when you are doing the right thing. For instance, last year we had an incidence of a flour which came from Turkey, and the flour, the labeling was very wrong because they wrote the date of production as the date of expiry.
Okay.
And then they claimed that the product is meeting the standard. But when we talk about the standard is talking about the safety, the product itself, the component, what is the dangerous substance which is supposed not to be there, and even the labeling is part of this standard. So if the labeling is wrong, that what is the guarantee that which what in the
what sack, is in the sack?
Yeah, is complying with what is written outside. So this one, it's not, definitely it's substandard. And I had a lot of call whereby they said the product is okay.
And but only the mistake
people, and people are dying from hunger in the country. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you going to give this product to the people for free? They said, no, we are going to sell it. Yeah. So the South Sudanese citizen, they deserve to buy something which is quality, so long you're buying it with your money.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no reason for us having this substandard good. Let it go back.
So it went back?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have just joined us right now, you're listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. And in the studio, I have Asjan Paulino, who is the Acting Director General Technical Operation in the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. We are discussing more about the initiative to begin screening all the goods being imported into the country. I've heard from her just of recent. Their team at Nimule border managed to return or send back about 11 trucks full of fuel that were destined to South Sudan because of that kind of substandard measures that they detected. And also, I've heard from her that there was some flour imported from Turkey, but because of the labeling and some of the doubts, they never met the standard, so they were told to return back. You can call us on 091-206-79-29 or 091-206-78-79, or you can also call us again on 091-206-8-101. Do send us your comment to our SMS number 091-21-77-141. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion this evening. And also she says they are in the process of opening up offices across the country in order to help them achieve their goals. Hello, Redimire. Hello. Good evening to your name. Your name, once again, you are sounding a little bit low. We can't hear you.
Marial.
Okay, Marial from WOW. Go ahead, please.
I'm really appreciate the in the program. So I don't know what happened in some industries this time after independence. People of South Sudan seem to be it all the time, because sometime back when you get something, you get it as it is. Even the testing is different from now. So my question is going direct to the people. How the institution some detected the cheating fuel, because fuel is sometimes very difficult to be identified whether it's cheating or...
How do you detect that this fuel is not good for the use in South Sudan? That's Mariel from WOW. Yes, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, your name?
My name is James.
James, where are you calling from? Okay. James from Lake State, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Sunny Martin, the program is very good. So, I have questions regarding with being returned to the other countries of Kenya, Uganda, and all these. So, how do they know that all those goods are not in good condition regarding substandard policies?
Okay. Thank you so much, James. How do you know that this is a substandard good destined for South Sudan? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, yes. Good evening, Sunny Martin.
Good evening to your name?
Yes, this is Tango Juliet.
Okay, from Malakal?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I only have two questions. My first question is, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, my first question is the guest telling us that all along from 2006 up to 2023, because if I could remember well, they start testing this thing in 2024, or that's when they acquired the testing tool. Does it mean that all along we've been consuming substandard goods and services in the country? That's one. Number two, as the NBS tried to do some kind of a study to find out whether some of these goods that are being imported are substandard and they are causing some public health issues. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Tango Juliet from Malakal town of Upper Nile State. Yes, the first question was coming in from Mariel. He was saying that before in the... before independence and also immediately after the independence, because of the goods that were being imported from Sudan, possibly, they were meeting the standard, and if you buy a kilo, it would be a kilo. But after that, things all went apart. Now, his main question is, how do you detect that the fuel being sent back are substandard fuel for the consumption in South Sudan or for the use by drivers and motorcyclists? And people are using generators.
Okay, let me start with Mariel. Yes, you said before independence, and then the goods were meeting the quality. And all of us are part of that country, because when we talk about me, myself, I work with the Sudanese Standard and Metrology before.
Yeah.
So... we are trying to implement the same system, because the standard is a global language whereby each and every country try to protect their environment, their consumer. So, and then even the economy, because when you cheat, that means this one will affect our economy as well. So I agree with you totally, but still we are trying our best to implement such in South Sudan. So for the fuel, South Sudan National Bureau of Standards has contracted a company by the name Maxol, and this company has facilities in Nimule, and they have laboratory, and they are specialized in testing fuel. So they test normally, and then for this particular fuel, we test it and we retest and we retest again to make sure that the decision was right.
Okay.
Yes. That's why the trader even has the right to say, okay, I'm not convinced with your testing. So in this case, we can take sample and we send it to other laboratories. And then again, we'll
come. In the country or in the neighboring?
In the neighboring country.
Okay.
Yes. So
so how long does it take this company you contracted to test a truck? Is it a day job or 2-3 days a week?
No. It is like a daily work.
Okay.
It's a daily work because,
Just take a sample.
Yeah, they take a sample and then they test.
Okay.
Because we like this facility in the bureau.
Right.
And we wanted to make sure that the fuel and then all the, the petroleum facilities which are coming to South Sudan are meeting the standard. That's why we contracted this company to do the testing on our behalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the question from James. This more or less like Marielle.
Yes.
How do you know?
Yes. We have laboratories in the border, as I told you, and then we inspect, we take sample to the laboratory, and definitely the result will determine either this consignment supposed to come in or to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Tango Juliet from Malakal have two questions. You started operating fully just last year. So does it mean that over the past years, South Sudanese have been consuming substandard goods being imported to the country?
Not really, because the Bureau of Standard is there since even the Sudanese, because from 2006 up to 2011, we were like the Sudanese Standard and Metrology Juba branch.
Yeah.
And then from 2012 up to now, it is the SSNBS.
Yeah.
So it is the same standard. So it is the same work. But the difference nowadays, because, you know, the media, and then when you post and you create awareness, this is where the public knows that, that's mean in the past, are we really eating substandard? No, you are not eating substandard because we were doing our level best. Unless the product were smuggled. But we pray God that people will be in a good health.
Yeah. I know this is not under your jurisdiction, but his second part of his question is that the National Bureau of Standards, together with
the stakeholders,
have you carried out any study to find out the impact of these substandard goods? Maybe people have consumed and it has a negative effect on my health.
This is a brilliant one, to be honest with you. And yes, of course, this is not just the work of the Bureau of Standards. It is the work even of the other stakeholders, the research centers in South Sudan, the academia. All these stakeholders should come together and then carry some studies. Mainly, I can talk about some papers which has been done by individuals. I've read in the past, in 2015, some papers we've done by the individuals about the pesticide residues, the residues and the effect of the residues on human, and then what is the consequence. For instance, is it going to lead for a cancer, and then how are we going to get rid of this? So still, there is nothing published, but I believe in the future we may have, because we have this in hand, because without research and then studies, I don't think things will move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have just joined us right now, you're listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin, and in the studio I have Asjan Paulino, who is the Acting Director General Technical Operation in the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. We are discussing more about the initiative at the entry points into South Sudan as they do their job. If you have got any question, please do call us on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929. My name is Annie Martin. Our lines are still open. You can call us shortly and ask your question.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا صوت السلام.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Good evening to you listening to Nationwide, and in the studio today I have with me as Jan Paulino, Acting Director General, Technical Operation, National Bureau of Standard. We are discussing about their recent efforts in screening all the goods coming to South Sudan, like recently they returned back trucks carrying imported sorghums, and also they have returned back 11 trucks full of fuel that were destined to South Sudan because they did not meet the standard, and they have just heard from her. We have a couple of SMS coming in here, and this one here is saying, my name is Jackson, I'm writing from Juba. Says, Madam Ashjan, thank you so much for your explanation. I have seen your men and women together with security agencies in major markets in Juba doing your routine checkup. That's a good initiative. But my concern is about these drinks that is killing so many of our people in Juba. Has that come to your attention? And those drinks are not healthy at all for our people. And there is another medicine called Tramadol. It's also killing our young people, making them look like if they are sick. Has this also been brought to your attention, and what is your office doing about it, because it is harmful to our young people? Another question coming from Alex. Alex is writing from Yay, and Alex is saying here people use cups at a local, here in Yay people are using cups to sell goods to us, and we feel like we are being cheated daily. Where are your people to come and save us? That's from Alex in Ye River County, Central Kotori State. Another SMS here is coming in from, this one here is, how do you deal with the issue of bribery at the border? Because given the economic challenges the people of South Sudan are going through, I know sometimes somebody can be tempted, one of your staff can be tempted and take a bribe. How do you handle that? That's from Gulf Zulu in Bentiu, United States.
Well, so the drinks, what type of drinks do he mean? I believe he mean alcoholic,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for alcoholic drinks, for us at the Bureau of Standard, we provide a standard. So when you produce gin, we have a standard for gin. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then when you produce wine, for instance, we have a standard for wine, yeah. And the standard has the limit, the parameters inside. So for these harmful drinks, I cannot determine unless we take sample and we test and we see what is the problem exactly, so yeah. That we say this drink is harmful. But in general, when we talk about the harm which came from the drinks and food, if you overuse alcohol, definitely you will be harmed. If you use over food, you will end up with obesity and a lot of problems. And overdosing. And sometimes it doesn't like go with you because you have some issues. Mm-hmm. If you have some issues, don't drink this alcohol. But in general, we normally do our normal inspection, and then nowadays we are introducing, even because most of the alcoholic which are coming from outside the country, even sometimes it is smuggled.
Okay.
And they don't have our documentation. So previously we had a campaign whereby we inspect all the people who bring drinks or alcoholic to the country,
you
or alcoholic products.
You go to their offices or to their shops?
Yes, and then we do the inspection. Mm-hmm. And now in the coming days, we are going to introduce the sealing, whereby we seal the product, and each product which has been sealed with the sealing, which has our feature, that means this product is meeting the quality. So at least you have that confidence of consuming a quality kind of drinks. But
so what are the kind of products you are targeting using this sealing?
Alcoholic and alcoholic products for now. Because we are just talking about the one which has a lot of noise. Because all the people in South Sudan that are talking about alcohol killing people, gin with the limit of, quantity, whereby And it is cheaper and it kills our people or our sons and daughters in the street. So we are targeting this one to see what is the problem. And at time, we had an experience of the same incidents of alcohol killing, like the people. We heard about this in Kenya, mm-hmm. whereby yeah. it came and it yeah, came as a national,
blind, yeah.
yes, a national concern. And then even the president himself, he called all the researchers, all the people who work along this, and he said, no, you need to find out what is the matter. What is the substance within this alcohol which kill our people? Mm-hmm. So this one will take us back to the previous question from the guy who called from Malakal,
yeah, yeah.
whereby he said studies.
Yeah.
So this is a key to solve a lot of problems.
This ceiling here, will you be doing it within or at the entry point?
We will do it here within and at the entry point, but within to make sure that what we have in the market are really meeting the standard. And at the entry point, I told you about the yeah. issue of smuggling.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is not useful 100%. Yeah. You got it?
So when do you intend to roll out this
Actually, very soon. We are having some kind of meeting with this distributor and then importers of alcohol and then the producer. So we had a meeting last week, and then we are going to have more meetings in the couple of weeks.
Okay.
So mainly by 1 month ahead, we may implement this.
Okay.
And the other question is about the Tramadol. Tramadol is the work of Food and Drugs Authority.
Okay.
We have an entity which called Food and Drugs Authority that are so concerned about drugs and then medicine which came to the country,
yeah.
and then they have the mandate to do so.
All right.
So this one I cannot answer.
Yes, and selling in cups, Alex from EA.
Alex, we wish that all part of South Sudan will be secure so that we reach to some part of South Sudan. But I believe in the coming future, we may organize some visit to EA and then do campaign in EA with the local authority in Central Equatoria, and then we can find a solution for this.
Okay. Zulu.
Bribery.
Zulu.
Yeah.
And Bentiu.
Yeah, he talked about bribery,
yeah.
and always I used to tell people that bribery is a crime, and then it is individual act, because if you are corrupt, that means you are corrupt, but it doesn't mean that the institution is corrupt. And then if you are corrupt, what's supposed to be done as an institution and as South Sudan National Bureau of Standards, we are not entertaining this because we are dealing with life of people. So there is no room to take a 5,000, for instance, USD, and then to enter some product which will be eaten by your kids, your siblings, your neighboring. So you can imagine the consequence of such kind of activities. So, and in the bureau, this one is not allowed. Mm-hmm. And if we catch you, you will not be one of our staff.
Okay. Yeah. And still, we have a couple of SMS coming in here. But let me ask this important question here. We are a member of the East African community. Have you been participating in regional meetings and issues that can build the capacities of your staff? Because they always say we are a young country, so we need everything.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We are a member of EAC, because when we talk about the region, we talk about the EAC, we talk about Africa in general, and
yeah.
we talk about the world. So we are the member of EAC. We are member of ARSU, which is the African Organization for Standardization. We are members of ISU, and we are benefiting for all these blocks. For instance, recently the executive director attended General Assembly in Arusha, and it was discussing issues to do with the standard and the standardization in the region. And our team here from South Sudan are part and partial of the technical committees in the ESC, the technical committees which develop the standard itself and harmonize the mm-hmm. standard. And we participated last year in the Quality Award, ESC Quality Award, and we had our National Quality Award, and we took two companies to the ESC, and they participated. But unfortunately, they didn't win because of some issues, but they learned. It was a learning lesson. And this year, we participate in essay writing in the African at the African region with ARSU. And we have like something like five good candidates, and we submitted the name, and we are waiting for the result. And definitely, I believe South Sudan will get there.
Yeah, we wish you all the best. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. As we conclude, first of all, right now, do you believe that there's need for more awareness, even for the consumers, so that they know what they are buying? Because I have seen, I went to one of the shops in Juba. Somebody came and bought something. And after buying, he went out. After 5 minutes, he came back and discovered that, this milk got expired 5 days ago. So when the businessman was telling, no, it is not mine. But when they opened the fridge, they discovered that indeed some of those remaining ones had already expired. So do you believe that more awareness is needed even for the consumers to know what they are buying?
I believe that more awareness it's needed, even within the school. So for the kids to be raised with this culture of standardization. So a lot of awareness is needed. And then even me, always, I used to tell people that you need to read the labeling. Yeah, because the labeling will at least save you a bit.
Do people care here from your experience? That do South Sudanese care when they are buying anything?
These days, they care. The people whom I know, they care. Because even when they find you in the street, they say, you guys are doing good. But we have this issue of this water. You awarded them, like, for instance, a quality mark. But why the standard is written like this?
Yeah.
And you see the level of awareness. And then sometimes they say, no, the taste of the water, even it's not like the taste which we know about the water, for instance. So people are aware, but more awareness are needed. More awareness are needed to go deeper, because when we talk about the standard, it's a collective responsibility.
Yeah,
for each and every one of us.
Okay, and as we conclude, what is the key message would you like to leave our listeners with this evening in terms of what they buy, what they eat, and where they buy from?
For the trader who bring food from outside, please, before you go and buy the food, please come to us in our offices here in Juba. And we are available, and we have even our website, so you can contact us. So that when you bring your food, you don't experience issues of like taking the food back or something like that. And when I'm talking about the consignments, I'm talking about all types of goods. Because when you come to us, we'll give you the standard. Again, for the consumer, read and then see the labeling, see the condition of the of what you are buying. And because, as I say, the standard is a collective responsibility. For the people who export and people who produce, please come to us, take the standard and follow the requirement and try to comply with the standard, because you are a messenger, our messenger to the other countries. Because when you take our product and the product is meeting the quality, it will give us a good impression back.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Asjan Paulino, the Acting Director General, Technical Operations, South Sudan National Bureau of Standard. We hope to talk to you some other time. Thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا